Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action.
Welcome once again to Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford, along with MJ Crowder.
Kent Blanford.
Me again. Again. Now, Jim will be back, I promise. You know, this isn't a permanent change. Jim will be coming back.
People are going to be calling saying, has Jim retired? What's the deal? Did he take a new job? I know we're going to get calls.
Oh, yeah. So someone will worry, but no, Jim will be back. Jim took a day or two off, and, you know, as a result, you know, things have to continue on, and therefore, you know, I drive up, sit down in the studio, take the big chair that Jim normally sits in, and start pushing buttons to make it all happen.
And we're glad you do. I'm glad you are here.
Yeah, that's because Jim's busy with other things. You know, for example, if you look in your mailbox recently, you should be receiving your summer letter from Catholic Radio Indy. Once again, asking you to support us and help keep Catholic Radio Indy on the air.
Amen.
If you didn't get that letter and you want to support us and you want to see what that letter is all about, give us a call here at the station. Give us a call, 317-870-8400, and we'll be more than happy to drop one of those in the mail to you, get you on the mailing list so that we know you're covered and you know what's going on here at Catholic Radio Indy.
And you'll also find out in that letter things that you might expect from us in the coming months, because our schedule is already filling back up. We already have the fall share-a-thon on the schedule. We already have the dinner on the schedule. You'll know who our guest speaker is for the dinner. So our guest on Faith in Action today is David Bangs, and he is normally visiting us talking about Rachel's Vineyard, but we're talking about something a little bit differently today. Same idea, same vein, but a little bit different. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to see you. It's been a while.
It has been a while. It has been a while. You know, I don't know that I asked you this the last time, but refresh our listeners. So what side of town do you live on? What parish you belong to? What do you do between 9 and 5?
I live in Kokomo.
Oh, Kokomo. Yes. Oh, so you had to drive.
Yes, a little bit. Yes. It's not a bad drive. Mm-hmm. And I'm a member at St. Maria Goretti Parish in Westfield.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
How far of a drive is it from Kokomo to St. Maria Goretti?
About 40 minutes.
Oh, God bless you.
I drive a lot.
Oh, God bless you.
Is that any better now that they're working on improving, quote-unquote, 31?
Oh, it's great now.
Is it?
There was a year and a half or so that it was awful.
Oh, but, dear.
Yeah. Oh, it's just a short interruption, right?
Yeah, right.
My son and daughter-in-law built a house up there and right across the street from St. Mary Goretti. Hmm. And my grandson is going there this fall for kindergarten. So excited.
Great.
We are so excited. Yeah. Right across the street. Of course, it's like a half an hour, 35, 40 minutes from us in the Geist area, but it's that place. I thought it was out in the middle of a cornfield 5 years ago. Oh, my goodness.
It was in the middle of a cornfield 5 years ago.
But it's so built up. There are so many wonderful places around mm-hmm. there now. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. Wonderful parish. Father Kevin Haynes. Yes. I can't remember who the associate is, but
Father Sean Pogue.
Oh, okay. Is that a new assignment, or has he been there for a couple?
It's a new assignment.
New assignment. Okay, so we're talking, you actually had the unique opportunity, and how did that even happen? That you were on Father Prank Provone? I mean, how did that even happen that you got to be?
Well, I've met Father Frank several times through pro-life work, but we were at a Heartbeat International conference in Chicago together, and he and Janet Morano were looking for topics and speakers, and Janet knew that I was involved in abortion pill reversal and said, you know, would you come on?
Oh, my goodness. How nice was that?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
It was good.
You're famous.
Well.
Yeah, well. After today, no. Well, that's pretty cool. So we're going to talk, obviously, about the abortion pill slash reversal. today a little bit and talk about a little bit more. But first, before we even get into that, what exactly is the abortion pill? I mean, are we talking about, are you 46? Are we talking about the day after pill that you take, that, you know, when you go into the emergency room and you had ill-advised, you know, intimacies the night before? Are we talking about a pill that you take when you think you've missed your first period? What are we talking about?
Yeah, that's here? I'm glad you asked, because there's a lot of confusion even among pro-lifers about what's what, and when we're talking about the abortion pill, exactly what is it? So I'll tell you first what it's not. It's not what we consider the contraceptive pill, the birth control pill, okay? The birth control pill does cause abortions, which some people do not believe, but it frequently does.
Sure.
Because it contains progestin, which is an artificial progesterone and prevents implantation. It's also not the morning after pill, which is essentially a strong birth control pill. It's a progesterone and estrogen based pill.
Okay, so the morning after pill is the one where you think you're given in the you go to the hospital. Maybe even a rape, or maybe even a day after. Okay,
it's taken within 48 hours.
Taken within of initial contact.
Now there is one. There is one pill. It's called Ella, which can be taken up to 5 days after, which is functionally and chemically about the same as the abortion pill, but it's prescribed as an emergency contraceptive.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what we're talking about is what we would call early medical abortion. Okay.
So we're calling it an abortion.
It is an abortion. Okay. It is absolutely an abortion, because it's a complete abortion with the use of chemicals, with the use of drugs. So there's no surgical or mechanical procedure involved. It's a complete abortion by drugs. So, and the abortion pill is a drug. We used to call it RU486. Technically, RU486 doesn't even exist anymore. That was a development name. But the drug is called mifepristone. And mifepristone is a progesterone blocker. It blocks the ability for the body to receive the progesterone that's needed to maintain the pregnancy. So when the mifepristone goes to work, the progesterone can't be received, and the uterine lining begins to shed, just like a woman's having her period. If implantation has not occurred yet, it won't. And as the placenta is beginning to develop and implantation has occurred, it stops that process as well. So the baby starves, dies, and is expelled. Yeah.
So how long into a pregnancy, and I hesitate to even use this word, is it safely prescribed, or is it prescribed? I mean, how far along?
In the United States, 10 weeks. Other places,
10 weeks.
Other
wow.
places, it's used much longer. The UK uses it up to 22 weeks.
Holy cow!
Yeah, yeah.
5-month-old baby.
5-month-old babies that are being killed by drugs, and then these women are delivering
successfully,
these babies.
Successfully?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're delivering these 5-month-old babies in the toilet at home, and it's a
Fully formed.
It's a very traumatic, horrific procedure.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, we're talking about the abortion pill with David Bangs, and interestingly enough, I mean, kind of setting it aside from the morning after pill, which is meant to be taken or used in the first 24, 48 hours, very shortly after, often used in emergency rooms, actually, or hospital
yes,
settings.
Yes, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Even in Catholic hospitals occasionally.
Oh, I hate to hear that. I hate to hear that. I think on TV we hear about it a lot where, you know, the SUV or SVU, you know, that mm-hmm. someone's been raped or ill-advised, you know, right. Frat party, sorority, blah, 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 and they go to the emergency room and that's, you know, prescribed.
Right.
Now, but this is different than that. This, you say, is used.
It's an intentional abortion.
An intentional
yes.
abortion
yeah.
that it's meant to make the process a little bit easier. Use an oral, you know, take a pill
mm-hmm.
and expel a baby.
Right.
The abortion pill. I mean, so it's up to 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Can this be prescribed by a family doctor? Is this a pill that you can get from a doctor?
Yes. Yes.
Is it prescribed? Can it also be prescribed at Planned Parenthood? Or yes. Do they? Yes. So you can get
it
these
pills.
It
has to be prescribed by a doctor at Planned Parenthood. I mean, if there's a Planned Parenthood clinic, for example, like we used to have in Fishers, that was not an abortion clinic. There was not a physician on site. They couldn't prescribe that. It has to be one where there is a physician to prescribe it. Lafayette, the Planned Parenthood in Lafayette, does only medical abortions. They don't do surgical abortions there. So the doctor that is in charge of the Lafayette site just prescribes the pill.
So why would this be preferred, other than there's not the trauma of going in and having your, you know, uterine lining sucked out? I mean, the baby sucked out. I mean, other than that trauma, is this supposed to be a less invasive? Although it's happening at home. I mean, it's happening at home, and there could be bleeding, and there could be, this could be far more dangerous because
Absolutely.
It's happening in a home environment, not a supervised environment, if you will. Of course, both of them are deathly lethal to the child, right?
Right.
But why is this a preferred, or is it a preferred method, more popular method?
I wouldn't say it's preferred method. It's becoming much more popular. About half of the abortions now are done by medication.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that surprises me. Does that surprise you, Ken?
Not really. Anytime you find, you know, medical progress, quote unquote, that takes the procedure from a surgical process to a take a pill and it's over with process, it's going to become much more popular.
Yeah, that's the way it's perceived, is to take a pill and get it over with type of thing. That's the way it's perceived. I don't have to lay down on a table and go under the knife, so to speak.
But you're dealing with a child in your toilet.
Right. They're delivering, you know, if they're typically the women that we see at the abortion clinics that are going for these procedures are in the 8 to 10 week range. So it's a very, very small embryo, but it is an embryo. You know, it's everything's there. So it can be very traumatic, and it's also more medically dangerous. There's risk of bleeding and infection, sepsis. Women have died from it. So it's a dangerous process, but they tend to want to see it as something that's more simple and less invasive than the surgical procedure.
Our guest today on Faith in Action is David Bangs. We're talking about the abortion pill / reversal, and we're going to get to that in just a minute. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
No, we didn't exactly know you needed to hear what we shared.
But we'd love to hear your story. Get in touch.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Also at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, David Bangs. Usually we're talking about Rachel's Vineyard with David Bangs, but recently he was on Father Pank Pervone's show, and he was talking about the abortion pill / reversal, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that. We kind of laid the groundwork before the break talking about the abortion pill, kind of like the pluses and minuses, and I say that very loosely. Why someone would want to take the abortion pill, and to me it just sounds so much more dangerous because obviously they're both lethal to the child, but the chance of bleeding, the chance of internal bleeding, and it just seems.
The abortion providers are pushing this as well because there's a lot more money in it for them. They don't have to pay a surgeon. They charge the same as for a surgical abortion, and they're prescribing a $20 pill. So there's a huge amount of profit in it for the abortion provider.
Just ding, ding, ding. Of course, it just
you know.
Me.
And really, for all intents and purposes, what we're looking at here is the equivalent of an induced miscarriage.
Exactly.
Right.
Only in a natural miscarriage, you don't have the extra chemicals and those kinds of things that are attacking the body in order to force it to do this. In a natural miscarriage, it's usually an absence of hormones and things like that causes the miscarriage. So even while the result is the same, the danger to the mother is highly increased. over what a natural miscarriage would be.
Yes.
Right, because you're forcing the body to do something that, of course, it wasn't on track to do. So this is an artificial means of expelling the baby. In a miscarriage, I mean, the body is naturally saying, this is not viable, it's not going to work, and starts the process naturally expelling the baby. But to start that artificially, when all that blood, I mean, all I'm thinking of is all that blood and all that energy and all those, and you're short-circuiting the process, and prompting an abortion.
Right. One thing that I should say that we didn't quite get to was the fact that this is a two-drug process. Okay, the first drug.
So explain that.
The first drug does what I described, a blocking progesterone, so that the baby starves and dies.
Right.
All right. The second drug is inducing labor, so that the baby's actually expelled. That can happen naturally. But the second drug ensures that that happens.
And how, I mean, how long are we talking in between these two pills or the process?
24 to 48 hours. It depends on the prescriber, but typically 24 to 48 hours. So they'll take the first drug in the abortionist office, and then they go home and they take the second drug at home. And that finishes the process.
Oh, interesting. Now, is this ever prescribed? I wonder if it's ever prescribed as a woman is going through a natural miscarriage to kind of speed up the process.
Not these drugs, no. They may use what am I trying to say? They may use a drug to induce labor.
Right. Okay.
But it would not be.
But not these.
No.
Not these. Yeah, I was talking about this with my daughter-in-law because she went through a miscarriage recently, mm-hmm. and it was pretty scary, and it was a long protracted process, and her body was not naturally expelling
right.
it quickly enough, and the doctor sent her home with a pill to take and said this will start the contractions, it will speed up the process. It didn't work though, and she eventually had to go in for a full DNC, and it was quite traumatic.
Yeah,
it was
sure.
awful, but just her being at home for a short period of time and going through this was so traumatic to her, and so horribly sad. Anyway, going through the miscarriage, but going through it alone at home also
right.
was awful, just awful.
Yes.
Now, we've had something kind of interesting happen in the pro-life arena recently, pro-choice in the whole abortion arena lately, and that is a reversal. So someone who has, and I'm interested to know how, kind of how this happens. Because I know that when a woman goes to Planned Parenthood, they have to make an appointment. Sometimes they make an appointment. Many times they do. Many times they just walk through the door. And they're given a little bit of information and then an appointment for an abortion, and the abortion happens.
Yes.
But we often have someone who, and there is a doctor, Dr. Casey Rising here in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. who has been involved in a reversal, someone who has taken a pill to end an abortion and then changes their mind.
Right.
Very quickly. I don't know how much time elapses, if time is of the essence, and I don't know how much counseling is given, which leads me to believe that not much counseling is given, because the person takes the pill, the woman takes the pill, and then within a very short period of time has buyer's remorse or regrets,
exactly.
contacts the doctor, and what have I done?
Yeah.
So it leads me to believe that there's not a lot of information given before the pill is prescribed.
No, there's not at all. And I would say, too, that if the woman contacts the abortion provider, they will say it's too late. You have to take the second drug and finish the job.
So there is no intervention. They don't try to stop anything.
No, they don't have any interest.
Take the next pill and move on.
Right. Yeah. So Dr. Rising and I have worked together on 5 reversals now in Indiana.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The first one was, January of 2015. So it's been 2.5 years now. The baby is will be 2 years old next month.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so, that's a beautiful thing. But the procedure was developed by a doctor in North Carolina who's had a patient that came to him that had taken the abortion pill and experienced this immediate intense regret and said, can you help me? And he happened to be a NAPRO doctor, worked with National Family Planning and NAPRO technology. And he said, I don't know, but we'll try. And he gave her injections of progesterone, understanding what the abortion pill does and the effects that progesterone injections would have on that. So he tried it, it worked, and the baby was born, and it has since been used over 300 times successfully. So he pioneered the process. A doctor in California, Dr. George Delgado, started an organization to promote this and a national website and toll-free number for women to call that experience this regret and want to try and reverse the process. So Dr. Rising was contacted by this organization in California who had a woman in Indiana looking for reversal. There had never been one done in Indiana before. And it was kind of a, you know, I could tell a long story about this, I won't, but there was phone calls bounced all over Indiana trying to find somebody to do it. They eventually called the pro-life office in Indianapolis, who knew of Dr. Rising and contacted her. She said, I don't know it, but send me the protocol, I'll learn it and I'll do it. So then through Eileen Hartman at the Gabriel Project, she contacted me to provide counseling for this woman through to support her through this process. And it's you mentioned earlier the regret and the decision, decision process. Nobody ever makes an abortion decision once. You know, it's I'm going to do it, I'm not going to do it, I'm going to do it, I'm not going to do it. It's the right thing to do, it's not the right thing to do. And that doesn't stop after a medication abortion because they're still carrying that baby.
Sure.
So they're regretting it, and then they're following through, and then they're regretting it following through. So my role in all this is to help them through that process and encourage them and help them through those emotional issues.
So if you're just now tuning in, listeners, David Bangs is chatting with us about the abortion pill and then the reversal, actually, the possibility of reversal.
Right.
And you said there have been at least 300 recorded successful reversals.
Yes. In the United States.
In the United States. So do we know what percentage that is?
It's about 65% success rate. Yeah. So,
and does it depend on time? Is time is of the essence?
Time is of the essence. Yeah. It needs to be started definitely within 48 hours. Within 24 is the best chance of success.
Have you ever had a success after both pills were taken?
Not here in Indiana, but nationwide, yes. Yes.
Okay.
If I may, I'll just tell you quickly how the reversal process works medically.
Tell us how, sure.
I explained to you that the abortion pill blocks progesterone. So basically what we're doing is giving the body more progesterone, trying to outcompete for those progesterone receptors.
Right.
So with additional progesterone in the body, some of it breaks through and gets past that blocker.
Right.
And that progesterone that gets through is enough to be able to maintain the pregnancy. So the woman would take injections daily for 3 days of progesterone, and then every other day for 2 weeks, and then twice a week for as long as is needed to maintain her progesterone level. So it's not a pleasant process.
But it's a commitment.
But it is a commitment, and you know, I've been working with girls that say, I didn't want this baby in the first place. I'm going to give it up. It's not worth it. And, in the end, of course, it is worth it. And
sure.
they can look back on it and be glad they did it.
Well, that's, you know what, this is an incredible success story and silver lining, too.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that every time the devil gets in there, there is a way to combat it.
There
and
is.
This is. There is an incredible way to combat it.
Yeah.
I mean, who would have thought how wonderful that is, that not only after the first, but even possibly after the second
pill. Yeah, the second pill, the second drug is the one that starts the contractions.
Right.
And I would also tell everybody that might be interested in this, the mifepristone, the abortion pill itself, does not cause birth defects. Okay, even ACOG, who is very pro-abortion, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, recognize that the abortion pill does not cause birth defects.
So that need not be a concern. If someone says, I have to go through because the baby will be born.
Right. Yeah. And the abortion provider will probably tell them that.
Sure.
That, you know, the baby's going to have birth defects. It's going to be, you know, harder on you and so forth. So that's not the truth. The second drug can cause birth defects. And there is no guarantee that the progesterone treatment will overcome the effects of that.
Planned Parenthood and all these other pro-choice organizations are out there. They're very much promoting this abortion pill.
Right.
What efforts are being made to market what we're doing here in the way of being able to reverse that?
Well, there was actually a bill that went through the Indiana House earlier this year. Dr. Rising and I both testified, along with our first reversal mom. And that bill would have required abortion providers to inform women that reversal was possible when they submitted themselves.
Oh, my goodness.
And it made it through the House committee. It made it through the full House, and the Senate chairman refused to hear it. So for the moment, that's dead. But Indiana Right to Life is still pursuing that, and we hope to get it back on the table again at some point.
But more information is always better.
Yes, and then we've also got we've got a local hotline number for abortion pill reversal, which I answer. That number is posted on signs and literature that the sidewalk counselors have at the abortion clinics, so they're getting it that way. But of course, a lot of women won't take that literature at the abortion clinic. So. Requiring the abortion provider to tell women that this is possible is, you know, that's our best avenue if we can get through that.
David Bangs, God bless you. And do you have the number memorized? Do you have the number that we could that someone could call?
Believe it or not, Satan has interfered in that process. Okay. The phone company shut that line off.
What?
The bill had been paid. There was no problem with it. They shut that number off, and we're in the process of trying to get a new number. So as soon as I have that, I'll get that to you.
Okay.
But in the meantime, they can go to abortionpillreversal.org, which is the organization in California, and they call us here in Indiana for services.
Okay. God bless you. David Bangs, talking about the abortion pill and the abortion pill reversal, it is possible. It is possible. Time is of the essence, though. Inform yourself. God bless you. Thank
God
you
bless
so much
you.
For
Thank
being
you.
Our guest.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.